Most of the Indian soldiers cared for at the pavilion were illiterate, so a secretary or scribe would have written their letters for them. The letters were then sent to a censorship office in Boulogne, where they were translated into English and, if necessary, redacted before being sent on. Very few original letters survive, but we still have the translations, giving an insight into what the patients thought about their situation, both on the battlefield and at the pavilion. "Do not be anxious about me," writes Sissa Singh of the 59th Rifles.
"We are very well looked after. White soldiers are always beside our beds, day and night. We get very good food 4 times a day. We also get milk. Our hospital is in the place where the king used to have his throne. Every man is washed once in hot water. The king has given a strict order that no trouble be given to any black man in the hospital. Men in the hospital are tended like flowers, and the king and queen sometimes come to visit them."
The Indian patients knew that their letters were being censored and sometimes used a simple code. In another letter, black pepper refers to Indian troops, red pepper to British troops.
"I have received your card, dated 24th February 1915, and mastered its contents. The state of affairs here is as follows. The black pepper is finished. Now the red pepper is being used. Occasionally, the black pepper proves useful. The black pepper is very pungent, and the red pepper is not so strong. This is a secret, but you are a wise man. Consider it with your understanding.